like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right. This is a little show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, back for another week. Our big show this week with two interviews, jam-packed all the way for the next 1.5 hours. And both interviews are going to be equally as fascinating, I think. The first one is going to be an Australian band called Julia Y, who have been passing through British Columbia on a bit of a mini tour. I've come all the way from Sydney, New South Wales, and just this last Tuesday, I caught up with two members of the band here at the radio station. We recorded an interview, and we're going to air that for you today, pretty soon, in about 15 minutes or so. Really, really interesting band, wonderful people to chat with, and they're playing in Vancouver on Saturday here at the Railway Club. It's sure to be a fantastic show. Lots of bands playing on the bill. It's Saturday the 30th, and we'll be chatting with Julia Y pretty soon. It's a pretty long interview. I found it really interesting and hard to cut anything out. So we're going to be splicing that in with some tracks, of course, from their record called Wheel. And the second interview we're going to be playing right at the end of the show is with a singer-songwriter named Lindsay Cusper, who I guess we got in touch online. I think she's from elsewhere, but she's now based in Vancouver, and beautiful music. I was realizing just in the last 10 minutes, just preparing, that we're going to be ending the show with some very loud and passionate music from Australia, female-fronted, and then finishing up the show with the very powerful singular voice as a singer-songwriter, and you know, there's so much strength and beauty in the very loud, raucous rock with the hard edge message, but equally with beautiful, delicate singer-songwriter. There's scope within all of that to show incredible strength and power. So this will be a great show. And speaking of which, I want to start off with a band from Sydney from the past called Nidocris. And during the interview, I actually mentioned this band to the guys in Julia Y, and just as my own recollection of one of the great bands from Sydney with a great female front woman, and actually the whole band, all-girl band. And they were, I guess, around mostly in the 90s. And I'm going to play for you three songs that I remember really blew me away. First one, 10 Stories Down, and I couldn't find the original online, so we're going to play a live version, but I listened through to it, and it's pretty damn good. This was off one of their very early EPs. So they were around from 1992 to 2001. Sydney band. I don't think very well known outside of Australia, but they were I love this band so much. And this song in particular, the first one I'm going to play for you, called 10 Stories Down. It's a live version I'm going to play of it, recorded on, I think, some sort of reunion tour in 2009. We'll play a few tracks from Nidocris from Sydney before we get into our interview with Julia Y, a contemporary band from Sydney, New South Wales. Here we go. This is Nidocris with 10 Stories Down. I love the song. Trust it.
We'll be right back. just here, I'm not wasting a moment. Oh, just here, I'm not wasting a moment. Well, something's telling me where I should go. Well, there's an apple upon my shoulder, and I'm one trying to wiggle out. A trespasser faces me not. Well, I'm a seeker of truth. A non-existent reality sees me live my life passionately. Well, there's a dark side to everyone. Even when the moon is new, a waiting moment seems to pass. Still within love is what the thing I'll do. No limitations. Well, there's a dark side to everyone. Even when the moon is new, a rainy moment seems to pass. The only thing left is what the thing on you.
Reconciliation Canada invites you to Reconciliation Matters, an event on May 31st from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
This is a street fair open to all members of the public.
Vancouver at the Sheraton Wall Center.
Also join Mayor Robertson and other community leaders on June 2nd at SFU Woodwards for a panel discussion on the final report findings of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. For more information, visit reconciliationcanada.ca.
All right, thanks so much for tuning in to this show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ausstranded. So, three punishing tracks there from Nitocris, a band from Sydney from back in the 90s through to, let's be accurate here, 1992 to 2001. But that first track, 10 Stories Down, was a live track from 2009 I found on YouTube, so that must have been a Reformation gig. I just love that band so much in the day, and I mentioned them in this upcoming interview when I'm talking with Julia Y. I was just recalling a great strong all-girl band from Sydney, and it was Nitocris that popped into my mind, because that's what we're going to play right now is the interview with Julia Y, who are all the way from Sydney touring British Columbia. As we speak, they are in Victoria, I believe, or possibly Nanaimo, and they're playing in Vancouver on Saturday night, the 30th, at the Railway Club on a huge bill, where they're taking over both stages. Snail Productions is putting on a great big show there. So let's play for you a Julia Y track to get you in the mood and to give you a sense of what they're like. They're a three-piece featuring Julia on bass and vocals. And we actually spoke with two members of the band on Tuesday. So I'll tell you a bit more about the band after this track, but let's get right into the music so you know what they're all about. This is Julia Wire from Sydney, New South Wales.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
So there you have it. That's Turntable, the lead-off track from the Julia Wire record, Wheel. And I recorded an interview with Julia from the band, Julia on bass and guitars, bass guitar and vocals, and also Peter on drums, Matthew on guitar was sleeping in, I believe, at the hotel somewhere on the west side of Vancouver. But let's get into it. It's a pretty extensive interview. I had fun chatting with these guys, and let's get into it. So Julia Wire from Sydney and playing at the Railway Club on Saturday night. Okay, and now it's an extra special interview for Stranded this week. We have a band all the way from Sydney, New South Wales, called Julia Wire. Two-thirds of Julia Wire here. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello. The other third is, I don't know, suffering sleep apnea, I think, because I've never heard anyone snore like that.
Somewhere in the west end of Vancouver, there's an Australian guitarist lying asleep. So we have here Julia Wiley, bass player and frontwoman, vocalist, and also Peter Berenger, drummer. And Matthew is AWOL somewhere in the west end of Vancouver.
Oh, no, we know where he is. He's firmly planted.
Conserving his energy for the show this coming Saturday night at the Railway Club on a huge big bill. And we'll speak more about that later on. But guys, thanks so much for coming down. This is very special. I've been doing the show for about 4 years, and I can count on one hand the amount of Australian bands who've made it all the way to the studio.
Yeah, cool.
So the name Julia, why? Mm. Is that because you're always contemplating the nature of existence, you're always asking questions, or is that because people always say, Julia, why are you doing these things?
Why?
Or is it a mix of both?
I think I am constantly questioning the nature of existence. Like, why? What are we doing? What? I don't know. But yeah, it's just like my name, Julia Wiley, and now it's Julia Y. Mm.
Yeah.
But it was from, like, I don't know, it was a taxi driver randomly ages ago. Like, we were talking about music, and then he was like, you just got to find a name and just, like, stick with it forever. Just, like, stick with the same name. And I was like, all right.
It's a big deal. I was wondering if you could summarise your trajectory, your band, when you first started in Sydney, how you've come to be in Vancouver right now, because it's a big achievement.
Yeah, I guess...
All Julia's doing.
Well, yeah, we just kind of... We've been playing together for about, like, 2 years as, like, a three-piece with these, like, with Pete and Matt.
So I'd say we're above a 45-degree trajectory. I don't know what velocity we're going at, but that all depends on many things.
But yeah, I don't know. I just... we, like, applied for Canadian Music Week and works like got in or whatever, and then I just kind of thought, like, you know, we shouldn't. I didn't want to just come to Toronto and back, you know, just for like one show, because I thought that would be kind of like a waste. So I just wanted to, you know, see as much of Canada as possible while we were here, and
play as many shows as we could,
and play as much as we could, and yeah, Vancouver. Like there was a band playing in Sydney called the Courtneys. I caught them and I knew they were from Vancouver, and I was like, fuck, they're awesome. Like, yeah, it seems like there's a lot of good music coming out of Vancouver, and I was like, yeah, we should definitely.
And I was blown away by the prevalence of good bands in even smaller cities like Edmonton and such.
Yeah, there's like so much good music coming out of Canada right now. It's it's awesome.
I've always been curious, like, down your end, how Canadian bands get heard. Like, I mean, are there blogs, and does Triple J ever play many Canadian bands, or how would you even know this?
I don't know. I don't listen to Triple J.
Yeah. I just kind of, I just started kind of researching, like, as soon as we decided that we wanted to come to CMW, I was just, started just kind of...
Machine gunning.
Finding, listening to as much stuff as possible and reaching out to people and then... it just kind of happened.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You've been in Canada now for a number of weeks. And
Since the 28th of April. Is that right? What month?
May. What month is it?
It's May.
Yeah, we've been here for a few weeks, and yeah, Canadian Music Week was pretty, like, intense. I've never done anything like that before.
Where
it's all kind of, you know, very, like...
faceless lanyards walking in and out of the room.
Very, like, lots of industry and stuff. But, like, I got to see some rad bands, and we got to play with some rad bands as well, which was fucking awesome. Mm.
But I don't think it was representative of all of what we're going to encounter further down the track.
Yeah, totally.
More DIY stuff, more energetic stuff, where, like... where people are playing like on a raw instinct rather than any sort of commercial motivations whatsoever. So CMW wasn't in my opinion a really accurate look at what Canada had to offer.
Mm.
It seemed to be quite skewed down the commercial viability path.
Yeah.
But there were some great bands there, and there were some nauseating ones as well, and yeah, it's always been difficult for me to reconcile business and music, so that's all been left up to Julia. So Julia's been doing the work of about four people, and but it was really good fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time there.
Did any other Australian bands make it over that you hung out with? And
there was I think there was 60 Australian bands.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's Matt, like,
well,
a lot.
I should probably know this when I do the Australian music show.
No, it's like, it's because it was like a, apparently, like, this year it was, the Canadian Music Week was like spotlight on Australia.
Oh.
So, like, a lot of people came over.
Yeah.
But I think they were more like in and out kind of thing. Yeah. But,
fly in, fly out workers.
But yeah, we didn't know. And, like, there was some Caitlin Hartnett. She's from Australia, but she now lives in Ottawa. Yeah, we got to hang out with her a bit, which was cool, and Yeah.
I must research her for this show.
Yeah.
She can pick a mean banjo. Pick a mean banjo. That's a tongue twister. Pick a mean banjo. Pick a mean banjo.
But yeah, it was cool just to be exposed to all the different, you know, stuff that's going on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and exactly in contrast to, I guess, that more polished, event, you'll be on a very good bill on this coming Saturday with some great local Vancouver bands. So exactly what you might have envisaged will be occurring.
Yeah, yeah.
We have Sex with Strangers, Mien's, Raccoon Eyes, Eastwoods, and Owl Skull. At the Venerable Railway Club, so... I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's a very established venue. So.
Yeah,
everyone said it's good. I mean, we've mentioned it.
A few people that we've met along the way have been like, "Oh man, yeah, Railway Club's fucking sick." So yeah, I'm excited.
Time lucky.
Have you voted in the 2015 Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit plebiscite? Elections BC must receive your completed ballot package before 8 p.m. on Friday, May 29th. Or voters can drop off their completed ballot package before the close of voting at any plebiscite service office in Metro Vancouver. For more information, call Elections BC at 1-800-661-8683 or visit elections.bc.ca/plebiscite. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
Okay, so that was another track from Julia Y from their record Wheel, and they are passing through Vancouver tomorrow night, Saturday, playing at the Railway Club. It's a pretty big deal for a band to come all the way from Sydney, an independent band like that, three-piece, and I had a great time chatting with two members of the band here at the station a few days ago. So you just heard part one of the interview. Let's get into part two. Julia Y and... they're on the island right now. They'll be back in Vancouver tomorrow. Okay, here we go. This is part two of the interview. Any other stories along the way? Anything that's really stuck out for you in Canada? Music or non-music, really? Anything bizarre? Or
I don't know, like...
Well, I came over with the sole intent of eating... lots of what I used to think were at least called in Vancouver flapjacks with bacon and eggs and all that sort of stuff and some good Canadian maple syrup. And it took me fucking ages to find it. And I thought that was quintessentially Canadian. But they don't seem to call them flapjacks anymore. Why is that?
Pancakes?
Pancakes now. Yeah. Flapjacks was always... Yeah, Canadian.
Isn't that what we call them? Really? I thought what do we call them in Australia? Pikelets.
Oh no, pikelets are just small pancakes that are like rubbery.
With golden syrup. Yeah.
Golden syrup, yeah. Maple syrup.
Actually, this would be a good time to speak to Peter here, because off air we realized that we were both as tiny children in this city in the same year, maybe in the same couple of months.
Yeah.
Let's take it back to 1986, Vancouver, BC.
Expo 86.
Yeah.
Great year.
Yeah, I was over here with my parents, and you were, what were you doing here?
Well, I was over here with my parents, and they were on a teaching exchange like I believe yours were.
Exactly. My parents are school teachers too, Canadian and Australian.
Yeah, we're ghettoing it up down in New West, which I've come to hear was quite a stabby town in 86. And I've learned that adjective too to describe dodgy areas. Yeah. But it is a funny coincidence.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
The teaching exchange program was quite a big thing, I think.
I think so, back at the time, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have any memories at all of that time?
Yeah, I do. The SkyTrain and, like, the amount of snow. And actually doing the reverse of the train trip we did to get here, going from Vancouver to Banff. I can remember that one very, very well. And we more or less did the same thing coming from Edmonton over the Rockies into Vancouver.
Oh, nice.
So it was a very nice train trip.
Unbelievable. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
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 Just like seeing all the mountains and fucking snow tops, like on lakes and stuff. It's like out of this world.
Yeah. That's worth coming all this way.
Just yeah, definitely. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, cool. Who would have thought that all these years Peter would be back
in
Vancouver?
Almost 30 years.
How long were you here for? Was it just...
I think about 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So... Well then, let's bring it back to Sydney then. So, geez, you guys really haven't been around for that long. What were you doing individually before Julia Y occurred? Other bands, things like that, or
yeah, other bands.
Yeah, well, I think under the name Julia Y, I've been doing that for a while, like as like singer songwriter kind of stuff, and then, but it's just kind of moved into where we are now. And then I guess Matt, he's been playing guitar and stuff forever, but this is his like first band that he's been in. And then I guess
And Buddy Prick gets to come to Canada within a year of joining.
Yeah.
I've been at it for like bloody 15 years.
What other projects have you been in Sydney?
A few, most of them not worth mentioning, but like I was playing quite a bit in a band called Sleep Debt before joining Julia Y. Also playing lead guitar in a band called Hala, and and then picked up playing drums in Julia Y, and also playing drums in another Sydney band called King Tears Mortuary. So that's about what I done.
But yeah, that's how I kind of met Pete, was through seeing his band Sleep Debt. I saw them play. We were on the same bill together a few times randomly. But yeah, I saw him play and was like, fuck that guy. Yeah, he can play drums.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And are you guys both, big devotees of Australian music generally? You know, do you have very strong influences?
I think, like, I don't feel like particularly kind of patriotic about Australia, but I do think the scene that we have at the moment, there's a lot of good bands coming out. Yeah.
Any off the top of your head that you might be able to recommend?
Well, a lot of them are like Beef Jerk.
They've just put out an LP.
Yeah, Beef Jerk. King Tears Mortuary. I know I'm like plugging Pete's band, but I do love
it's
them.
Not my band. But anyway, putting in an LP on 7-inch. Soon.
And Day Ravies, they're really great. And
Ghastly Spats.
Yeah. Ghastly Spats, also very good.
Also got an LP coming out. I don't have like any involvement with these records. Oh, pardon me.
But yeah, influences wise, like, I think, like, just, yeah, just kind of soak everything up. Like, a lot of the songs that we've written have just been kind of, I guess, just jamming and it comes out.
Mm.
And then other ones that I've just written and then brought them to the band and stuff. But yeah, in terms of influences, like, I listen to a lot of kind of PJ Harvey, and when I was little I used to listen to a lot of Arnie DeFranco, even though I get a lot of shit for that now. But yeah, lots of kind of female-fronted stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know, what about you?
I don't know. Bob Dylan, Tragic. listen to a lot of country music. Listen to everything.
Hmm.
Drumming's just violent catharsis. It's good. Yeah, I don't know if I'd really, draw on any specific influences. When I was a little kid, I actually did really love Dave Grohl's drumming in Nirvana, but I loathe that dude now.
I couldn't believe they were the last band on Letterman and Dylan was the second last act. It was just like,
why?
It's not right. Close, but not good enough.
And Matt listens to a lot of country music.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's an eclectic listener as well.
Mm.
And we all are. But Julia doesn't like a lot of some of the stuff I listen to. I find...
Like what?
Like, you find some... Schoenberg, stressful.
That's true.
Yeah, 12-tone opera. It's great.
Yeah.
Classical music stresses me out.
Yeah.
Yet you listen to a noise band like Ghastly Spats.
Yes.
That is, yet a beautiful Rachmaninoff piano concerto wigs you out.
Walking contradiction.
If I could just... there's one female-fronted Sydney band that I used to love so much. Do you remember a band called Night Icarus?
Yeah.
They were so powerful and cool. Did you ever see them?
No.
Oh, Night Icarus. I had such a crush on one of the guitarists in Night
Icarus. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Okay, so you just heard there another track from the Julia Wire record Wheel. The track was called Just One Night, a very strong, powerful band that you can see at the Railway Club in Vancouver on Saturday night, along with a bunch of other bands like Mien's, Sex with Strangers, and they are all the way from Sydney, New South Wales on a tour, and we caught up just this last Tuesday, or at least myself and two members of the band caught up. And let's get into the third and final part of the interview right now. Julia Wire, all the way from Sydney. Just bear with me while I cue it up. Having you guys, and so again, so the gig is on this Saturday in Vancouver, that's tomorrow, at the Railway Club on a huge big bill that's split between the main stage and the north stage. Thanks to Snail Productions, Kyle, who's done a lot of work here. He got in touch. If it wasn't for Kyle, I would not maybe have known you guys were coming, and that would be kind of tragic.
Yeah.
This happens sometimes. I'll see a poster like a week after a show of some Australian band. I'm like, I feel terrible, and I'm glad it didn't happen this time.
I'm super excited about the show. Like, it sounds like it's going to be fucking good.
Yeah. And in support of an album called Wheel, and that's your second release, 8-track album?
Yeah. So it's like the first kind of release with like Pete and Matt on the bills, or on the bill, Pete and Matt, like as us as a band. It's I'll say it's our first release as a band.
As the band proper, yeah.
So it's kind of like all the songs are pretty different, but I guess that kind of when you listen to it, you can see.
I mean, as we heard before, a lot of influences in the mixing pot there, and very short, sharp, punchy songs too. Do you find in the future? Well, I guess you don't know the future, but you're happy to keep it at that sort of nice and short. Or can you see yourself one day maybe doing longer songs? Or
we're gonna go prog like the Who did.
Yeah.
They went from short and punchy to just like, you know, Pete Townsend had his hand like grafted onto his cock. And so we're going to head down that sort of route, like, but I'll probably go the way of Keith Moon, probably, if that happens.
Well, listeners, Julia Y, pay attention, watch this space, because they're doing some pretty incredible things coming this all the way to from Australia, Sydney to Vancouver and beyond. Actually, I'm curious, just before we finished up to Canberra. You were born in Canberra, Julia?
Yes, indeed.
I spent half my life there. How long were you there for?
I think I was born there on the night, and then my granny and mum drove from the hospital up to like Sydney or something. So I was literally there for like one night.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
But I grew up in Brisbane. Yeah.
Yep.
But we all kind of found each other in Sydney.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And is it still like the Sydney versus Melbourne kind of rivalry with music, or is that an old thing? It still is. Yeah.
But you only hear about it. You only hear about it when you go to Melbourne. No.
Yeah.
They're the only people that seem to care.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing I've found in Canada. It's like there's so much going on in each place we've been to. You know what I mean? Like it's just fucking like bursting at the seams with so much music. So
yeah,
whereas in Sydney, and like it seems everyone's just a bit like, oh, you know, like you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're exactly like that.
Yeah. I just said that in a Canadian accent.
Yeah.
But yeah,
or even Kyle, did you want to say anything, or
going to the island?
Yeah.
On Thursday too, yeah. Thursday and Friday.
We're actually joined here. Kyle of Snail Productions is here as well. So.
Hello, people.
And so the Vancouver Island?
Yep. Thursday night at Logan's Pub in Victoria and Friday night at the Globe Hotel in Nanaimo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then after that, what happens there before you go back home? Or is that it?
That's it, yeah. So the Railway Club show is our last show.
Yeah.
And then we fly back home.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to fly to LA first.
Yeah. And then back home. But yeah, so that'll be an awesome way to end the whole thing is, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys in LA for a couple of days or?
One night.
Unfortunately not. Oh. Yeah.
Mm. But, it's, it doesn't interest me in this letter, so.
No, it's pretty nuts down there.
Yeah. And actually, apparently Nostradamus has predicted, one of his predictions is that in a couple of days, the biggest earthquake is going to hit California or something.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
We're going to be on an island. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have a high hill?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. Good for the tsunami.
Yeah.
It's probably best. Yeah, you're not going there. Like, I think it's meant to happen tomorrow or something. 28. A couple of days.
Shit. So
hope we're not on the boat.
Yeah.
Boat's the safest place to be, actually.
No, I don't know. Not in between, in a strait, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
smashed into the land.
Well, whatever will be.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. goes to bed by 9. As long as she's on time, everything is fine. And all of her actions make sense to me.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthaskakuya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Asteo.
All right, so we're back on CITR, and we had two very different songs there. First up, we finished up our final song in the special on Julia Y, all the way from Sydney, New South Wales, and that was a three-part interview with the band, one of my favorite interviews so far. We had a great time here on the studio on Tuesday, and they're on the island right now and back in Vancouver in time for the show at the Railway Club on Saturday night, along with a whole bunch of other bands. So thanks to Kyle from Snail Productions for putting me in touch with Julia Y. And yeah, you can find them online at Bandcamp, Julia Y. And hopefully we'll be keeping in touch with them. And the second song there was from our very next guest. This is a huge song, a huge show. We're packing in two awesome interviews. That was a song called Couldn't Move to Brooklyn, which is the second track from the Quiet Songs EP by Lindsay Cusper. And she is here in the studio with me right now. I'll just play for you an ad, and then we'll be right into chatting.
Howdy!
Cusper.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so half an hour left of the show here on Stranded, and you can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, where we put up all of our interviews. You'll find the Julia Y up there. Interview is all up there already, and very soon we'll have our next interview with Lindsay Kupsa.
Hello.
She is here in the studio. Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. I believe this is your second time at the station.
This is my second time, and I'm just thrilled to be back.
Yeah.
It's great here.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we played a song from your latest EP called Quiet Songs, and I think you're an example of someone who's just got in touch with me on the internet and showing initiative, and a new performer in town, and this could be you. This is a good thing to do. Just email me.
Yeah, harass people until they let you come on their show.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this is what we do. So,
yeah, of course.
Even on a hot day, coming all the way down, I don't know if you caught the 99 bus or how you got here.
I drove here.
You drove.
In my little car.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Not so much of an arduous task,
not
but anyway.
Not too bad. It could have been worse.
It is. But it's hot in here anyway. But
That's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah. Thanks for coming down. So, Lindsay, you are a Canadian native, but you spent a fair bit of time in the States.
Yeah.
So maybe we should start out in Calgary. That's your home base, or
yeah,
where you grew up?
Yeah, that's where I was born and raised until I was 18, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you do any music there before you left? Or?
Yeah, that's just sort of where I learned everything, sort of the foundation of performing. I think I started doing singer-songwriter music when I was about 13 or 14 and just sort of going out into Calgary and just playing wherever I could, which was exclusively open mics basically for a lot of years because I was so young and also so bad. And so I just go out with my mom. She'd take me every night on school nights to play like the Ironwood and all these places and just kind of try to learn how to perform and play for people. So did that, and then sort of in high school I got very, very interested in jazz. So that's sort of where I was at for a bunch of years, was playing a lot of jazz music along with my singer-songwriter stuff, but I kind of departed from singer-songwriter and went fully into jazz for a while and was kind of playing in high school with like jazz bands and stuff like that for until I left basically. So yeah.
I've heard too that Calgary is very strong in like supporting folk music and acoustic music. There's a lot of clubs and stuff.
Yeah, it's really good. Especially, I feel like I either didn't notice it when I was living there or I just didn't tap into it properly when I was younger. But when I moved away and came back to visit, I noticed it so much more. And I noticed more places popping up and more sort of like support happening and stuff like that, and it's really nice to see. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, like it's for real. Like actually I have cousins who up there who help run the Calgary Folk Music Society or something.
Uh-huh.
And I even read an article in a magazine all about Calgary and how unique it is in terms of folk music. So there you go, listeners, if you're curious, check out Calgary. I lived there for a while. It's a cool place. Parts of it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that I was really eager to leave when I was younger, just simply because I was like an angsty teen, and I was kind of raised there and just kind of wanted to try something else. But now whenever I go back, I just enjoy it a lot. I really like going back, and I really like going back and playing shows. Like, it's always really fun, and a lot of people come, and people are just kind of curious to hear new music that I feel like right now, which is really great. And there's a lot of really great artists there right now.
Before you go, we'll have to get a list of your recommendations. I always ask people.
Definitely. I'd love to give you some names. Yeah.
Yeah. But for now, how about we get into a track, and then maybe we'll talk about where you've been the last few years before finding your way here.
Sure.
So this is Lindsay Kupsa live in the CITR studio.
This is a song off of my new EP called All of My Bones Broke on Thursday Evening. Broke on Thursday evening.
just enough for my whole life to feel fractured, but not enough for anyone to care. But not enough for anyone to care. I say your favorite words till they feel like mine. Talk too fast about things you like, it feels all wrong. And I just wanna ask you to be friends. And I just wanna ask you to be friends. I spent 1 hour in a poorly lit shopping mall. Bought 2 shirts for no reason, hated the whole thing. Tell me I am a good person. Tell me I am a good person. I don't want to take her picture. She needs it to breathe. Can't she see that she still exists without photos of her face? I'd never have to explain this to you. I'd never have to explain this to you. And I am my best self when I'm with you. I am my best self when I'm with you. Maybe the problem is me. Maybe the problem is me.
Friday, May 29th, at the Imperial, The Bar Brothers, Montreal folk quartet The Bar Brothers, tour in support of their latest release, Sleeping Operator. Doors at 8 p.m., tickets available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records. This show is brought to you by MRG Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and what a show. We've had two interviews. Well, we've just started our second one, and there's still plenty of time left of the show. Lindsay Cosper is here, and she just performed her first song. We're going to have at least a couple more acoustic tracks. Beautiful. That was a very lyrically intense song. Is there anything you can reveal about that?
Or? Yeah, I don't know. It's quite funny. One of my good friends who plays in my band, he said about this song, he was like, it's like, I feel like this is a song about everything that's wrong in the world. And I felt more like it's about everything that's wrong with me. But that's kind of how it just all of those little things that just kind of bother yourself about yourself, you know? Just kind of thinking them through fully. It's kind of how I saw it. Yeah.
Well, there, I think your bandmate picked up on something, you know, offering the universal qualities of a good song that can be intensely personal. If other people can see that, then it's a good song, right?
Absolutely, yeah, people, that's what you want, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, again, it was a song called All of My Bones Broke on Thursday Evening, and it is on the latest EP, Quiet Songs, from Lindsay Cusper, formerly of Calgary, now based in Vancouver. But before we talk about your current base, you were in the United States for a few years. I'm very curious about that.
Yeah, I was. I moved to Boston 4.5 years ago, and I just moved back a couple weeks ago. I just went to school at Berklee College of Music and was just living there and enjoying it. And then my visa expired, so it was time to come back.
Yeah.
Basically. So yeah, it was a bit... But it was wonderful. I had a really positive experience living in Boston. I really loved the city a lot, and school was good, and yeah, it was great.
Wow. Okay. Can you tell us more about that experience? Like, I've heard Berklee College is amazing. Like, for music, it's one of the best places to be. Like,
Yeah.
Did it live up to expectations?
It did, yeah. It was certainly different than I thought it was going to be, but it was great. Like, it made me accomplish the goal that I wanted, which was literally just to get better at playing music. Like, I went there just wanting to leave a good musician, and I feel confident in myself as a musician now and as an artist, and I feel like I have an identity, which is not what I had going in. I was sort of, I think a lot of young musicians feel imitative, like they just imitate what they hear and what they like, and that's a huge part of learning, and that's what I was doing for a long time. And then I left feeling like I knew who I was as an artist, and that's sort of the goal, and it was great. I had wonderful teachers, and I think more than anything, it's just meeting the other students and sort of inspiring each other. And I mean, my bandmates I all met at school. They didn't necessarily all go to Berklee, but I met them through school, and yeah, I just like got to collaborate with a lot of other musicians who I really, really like, and made really great friends, and got to travel to New York a lot because of its sheer proximity, and got to play there a lot, and it was just like really great. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Like, what sort of places, you know, like, what sort of venues would you have played over in those parts? Like, yeah. like cafes and things, or like...
What? Yeah, it's sort of an interesting thing to have to move now, because I spent 4.5 years there sort of, like, building up sort of, like, an audience slash career. So yeah, when I was at school, I was pretty much focused on school, and I didn't gig very much, and I didn't record at all until I graduated. But once I did graduate in December of 2013, then I really kind of dove in, and started out super small, coffee shops. When I was in college, I was still playing a lot of jazz, so we played a lot of jazz clubs and a lot of, like, yeah, those types of gigs, which was fun, and they paid really well, which is good. But I switched gears back into the singer-songwriter music, and so, yeah, I started out with sort of coffee shops, and then gradually moved up a little bit, and when I left, I was playing bigger, still, like, listening venues. I was playing, there's a place called Club Passim that's really great. It's, like, sort of a medium-sized venue that's a listening venue. I played there, and then in New York, there were a couple of places that I played that were, again, like, music venues. I'm not a huge fan of playing bars if I can avoid it, just because my music is so quiet, so it doesn't tend to work so well for the audience or for me. You know, it's like, I don't think anybody really needs to hear quiet, sad music at a bar on a Friday. So I kind of try to stick with sort of listening venues and, like, intimate spots if I can. So, yeah.
Well, that's why I definitely, you'll be a great fit for our Stranded Sunday sessions.
Yeah.
And we've got you down. I can't remember which one, but one of the months.
Sometime in August, I think. I can't wait. That'll be great.
It's perfect, because that's why I chose that room, because it's small and intimate. And you've already played that there.
Yeah, I really liked playing there. It was fun. I really liked that venue. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. We're talking about the North Stage at the Railway Club out the back, where we host our Stranded Sunday sessions once a month, the second Sunday of every month. And number 9 is coming up in a couple of weeks. And so, yeah, as I said, Lindsay, we'll of course, we'll be talking about this in the month to come, but yeah, I think it might be August.
Yeah, I think it is August, yeah.
Yeah. So, Lindsay Cuspo is joining us. She has two official releases. Quiet Songs is the latest one, and the first one was called the Boston EP.
Yeah, the Boston EP.
Mm-hmm. Both available on iTunes and Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And lindsaycusper.com, KUPSER. And, we have 15 minutes to go, so that's time for some more live music.
Great, sounds
good. If you're up to it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll play something off of the first EP. This is called It Hurts. All these thoughts, they fill my mind. Then my words are left behind. Tears are hardest to conceal. Sometimes I wish I couldn't feel. Ooh, ooh. I can't just sit back and there must be more to tempt my fate. When I
walk, I feel no street. It's only sunlight being crushed beneath my feet. The end of the day will arrive. The next could be even harder to survive. So sleeping doesn't cure this pain, for when I wake, it's still the same. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. I'd almost forgot all about you. Too busy planning things I'll probably never do. It's such a struggle to repair. I'm over you until I see you there. The end of the day will arrive. The next could be even harder to survive. So sleeping doesn't cure this pain, for when I wake, it's still the same. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Passing you on the street, it hurts. Not knowing where you're going, oh, it hurts. Seeing you without me, oh, it hurts. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. The end of the day will arrive. The next could be even harder to survive. So sleeping doesn't cure this pain, for when I wake, it's still the same. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. All these thoughts, they fill my mind. Then my words are left behind.
Have you heard White Noise? If not, you're missing out. Join Richard Blackmore for half an hour of comedy every Saturday at 8 p.m. Then stay tuned for the after show, featuring a Q&A with the writer, actors, and a guest comic every single week. That's Saturday, 8 p.m. Join us.
Okay, so we're back. That was Lindsay Cusper with one more acoustic track here in the studio. Did you say that was from your first EP?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Boston EP, presumably recorded there in Boston.
It was recorded in Boston. Yeah, so it was my second one.
And what was that song called?
It was called It Hurts.
It Hurts. Okay. Cool. Thanks so much. Is there anything about that song you wanted to say?
I wrote that song when I was 15.
It's Whoa.
The only song that I still play from my younger songwriting days. And, I wrote it when I was really young and kind of didn't play it for probably 3 years. And then just kind of went back to it, you know, probably 2 years ago. I was listening to it or something, or I found it on iTunes. And I just remember thinking that it still felt true, I guess, and so that sort of made me want to continue playing it, and so I kind
wow.
of played it again, and yeah, so it's kind of funny that I still like to play it a lot, actually, so it's stood the test of time a little bit for
cool.
me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that with us, and I think before the end of the show, we'll have a chance for one more.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, so then what brought you to Vancouver? Was it a logical step to move here after school? Did you always plan to do it, or?
No, I didn't plan. I actually had planned to move to New York, and that is just a thing that didn't happen. I sort of had fully planned to go, and I actually went, and started looking for places, and it just felt really wrong, and I decided that I didn't want to live there. It didn't feel good, so I went back to Boston for a while, and that was sort of, I had the choice to sort of renew my visa or not renew my visa, and I felt like I wanted to just come back to Canada for a little while and figure things out and just see if I wanted to go back to the States or stay. So I came back to Vancouver, and I'm going to kind of play it by ear to see how I like it and stick around for at least a year and just kind of try to get into the scene here a little bit, tour the West Coast a bit, and then maybe I'll move to LA or something. I'm not sure yet, but yeah, I'll just kind of see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Canada's a friendlier place than
it
the
is.
States.
Yeah, it is friendlier. Yeah, there's pros and cons to both, but I'm really happy to be here right now. It's great, and I have family here and some friends, and it's nice. Yeah, it's like very comfortable here for me. So.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Cool. Well, you've already made some good connections. I know you've met Corey Owens and Gina Lowes, and you'll be playing one of our shows. So yeah, there's some really good people out and about. So
definitely, yeah. I know. Yeah. I can't wait to meet more. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, if there's any musicians out there who wanted to get in touch with Lindsay, this show, you can always get in touch, either through me at the blog ozstrandedradio.com, and I'll put you in touch with Lindsay, or, of course, you can find her, website is lindsaykupser.com, Kupser, K-U-P-S-E-R, and L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, K-U-P-S-E-R.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really keen to see you play out there some more. Vancouver needs another beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm excited to play, definitely.
I was actually just reflecting. I didn't plan this, but it just kind of happened, this show that I started out the show with a really raucous band from Australia,
mm-hmm.
who I loved growing up, called Nidocris, an all-female band, very, very strong, loud, aggressive music, and we're bookending the show with your sounds, the beautiful, more solemn, and there's just as much strength in both styles of music. I truly believe that. You know,
yeah,
do you have anything to say about that? You know, your influences, your own journey like that, or
yeah, definitely. I mean, I think as far as influences go, like I have a lot of widespread influences, and a lot of music that I listen to sounds nothing like my music, but it comes out in different ways. And I think that sort of this last EP for me was an exploration in depth through simplicity, is sort of the way that I'm thinking of it. Like, how deep can you get while still being very, very, very simplistic with sounds and everything? And so that's sort of what I've been interested in lately. And I've been kind of noticing that a lot of my favorite music is pretty simple, but it just gets you somehow, you know? It's just the simplest thing, the simplest phrase, the simplest, most honest sort of sentence can just make you feel a lot more deeply than something that's really complex and sort of showing off, you know? And so that's sort of what I've been striving for lately, and I think, hopefully I'm achieving it in some kind of way, but it does, I think it's powerful to just say what you mean sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I've been interested in lately.
Yeah, powerful and brave at the same time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your insights and your wonderful music today, Lindsay. And we have about 4 or 5 minutes left of the show, so we have a chance for one more song.
Perfect, yeah.
Lindsay Kupser, again, the Quiet Songs EP is her latest release on iTunes and Bandcamp. LindsayKupser.com. And take it away when you're ready.
Okay, thank you. My mother looks so
couldn't see each other through, but not like you. You'll see her through, you'll see her through. Man's man without his wife, what can that even mean? See the boys on Wednesdays, I wonder who they see. Drinking from the glass you bought in thinking of a better time when things felt true. You looked like you were the ocean blue and she was strong. How can you bear to see through the sadness in a dark place? I feel the tears behind your eyes forming through the phone. You're telling me to try my best and never grow old. But I don't know how, I don't know how I've I want a taste of what you have of 60 years to take care of and sleep next to my husband. 60 years, nothing is new, but love is all. How can you bear to see through the sadness in a dark place? My mother cries for her mother. Her mother cried for hers. I cried just thinking of my turn. Pain that knows no words. My mother cries for her mother. Her mother cried for hers. I cried just thinking of my turn. A pain that knows no words.
Thank you, Lindsay Cusper, for one last track.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
No problem at all. So that's Lindsay Cusper. That's LindsayKupser.com. The Quiet Songs EP is available on iTunes on Bandcamp. Formerly of Calgary, Alberta, currently based in Vancouver. Thanks, Lindsay. And we have African Rhythms right up next on CITR. Bye for now. Hey.
My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music